Welcome, everybody. Share number 8 to 22. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started talking about last year and try and get a little bit into cereals. Not so much per se each specific cereal, but, the general concept behind it. Some of the cereals anyways, and some of the categories which apply to cereals applies to everything, but comes up a lot in reference to cereals. Now, we did mention, very important, when it comes to regular breakfast cereals, it's a very important thing to try. One should try and find a list from the kashrus organizations, whether it's the OU, Star K, whatever it is, Chaf K, whatever. They have lists, updated lists of cereals, and one should try and get that and find out, because the various different, many, obviously we all understand there's many different companies. Besides the kashrus part, you want to know the bracha to make on the cereal. And sometimes things change. In other words, if you go and look in a sefer from many years ago, obviously things are a lot different today as far as the manufacturing process, how it's done. One company might have manufactured it a certain way years ago. They might be changed it today, whatever the case is. So you want to have the most updated list when it comes to breakfast cereals, especially besides the kashrus, number one. And number two, the right bracha to make. But just to go through some of the concepts which come up a lot and would apply a lot to these type of cereals. So says the in our Simin Reish Ches, the Mechaber starts out, not starts out, but in Sif Dalet, he told us, just to read it in English, if one eats a grain, right, somebody takes a grain, Sif Dalet, somebody takes a grain, they take a whole grain, raw, parched, whatever the case, but the bottom line is that it's whole, a whole grain, as opposed to, smashed up and cooked up, and when I may say cooked up, we're talking about, it becomes into, it's cooked up and falls apart and so on. If it's a whole grain, there's a whole machleikus in the Bir Halacha, if the outside shell is missing, if that's considered whole and not considered whole, okay, but be it as it may, I don't want to get too much into the exact nitty gritty per se, because in general people don't eat too much grains, but it does come up sometimes in conjunction with various different foods, especially when it comes to rice, but we'll see how that works. But the bottom line is, just to get the halacha straight before we get into all that, so if somebody eats a grain, right, take a grain, you take a grain, so it brings down the raw, parched, whatever the case is, but the kernels are still whole. That's the bottom line. The kernels are still whole, then they will make a bore pri hoadam. They take a grain, in other words, a grain of wheat or a grain of whatever the case is. When it comes to a grain of barley, regular full grain of barley, that's already a little bit, different, which we'll see, we'll try and talk to. The Ramos says actually that it might be shahakal, but just to keep it basically simple, in general you take a grain and it's a whole grain of all these different type of things that grow from the ground, and it's a whole grain, right, of the wheat, let's say, of the spelt or whatever the case is. You're going to make a borei pri hadama. And the after bracha is going to be, in general, a burn of fashis. Now, that's also a little bit of a question whereby I don't want to get too much into the details of it. There's a Tosfos actually that says that it could be that you might have to make an ala michya on that. Okay, but be it as a main general, if somebody, whatever the case is, in general, the minig is that we make a burn of fashis on that. Okay, again, if somebody ate enough, which we'll see in conjunction with the various different foods, as far as whole grains go. Okay, so now just again to backtrack a minute, the Mishabura and Sifkat and Yudalid tells us that this, what we're talking about, grains refers to all five grains. Okay, the five grains, wheat, right, wheat, spelt, oats, and so on, rye, like we said, but the Ramah disagrees when it comes to barley, which is, we'll leave it right now, up in the air, if you want to call it. Okay, so just to read from the Mishabura again, I want to go through the English section to so we have it understanding, have it straight. He brings in Sifkat and Tesvov, right? What are we talking about? Whole? First of all, what's the reason? What is this, a whole grain? Why is this, in other words, why is a whole grain so different than, as we know, if we grind up one of the five grains, right? So then the flour, and we're going to see that when it's in a flour form, we're going to make a different bracha also. We're going to make a shahar. kakel, when it's in a flour form before it was actually made into anything. We'll talk about that. And now when it's in a whole grain form, it's a hadama. So you have really different three. You could. The point is over here that you could actually have a grain of wheat or grain of spelt, right? And it could be three different brachas. It could be either in a whole grain form, which is very, very interesting if you think about it. You have this whole grain of spelt, right? Let's say. And it could be in a whole grain form where you make a hadama. It could be in the flour form before it was used for cooking. It's the actual flour itself, right? Let's say regular wheat flour. That would be a shahakal before anything is done with it. And then you have the third bracha, which is. Usually what's done with it, once you have the flour was made into a food. Oh, so then the food is going to be, if it's one of the five grains, it's either mazonos or a hamotzi, depending on how it was made, right? Like we've spoken about in the past. So the point is over here. The rule number one, we see that just because something is one of the five grains, and we said, yeah, good, one of the five grains is either hamotzi or mazonis, depending on how it was made, it was cooked, it's always going to be mazonis and so on, right? So then, in general, anyways, but we see that there's two different aspects also. It could be in the flour form, I eat plain flour, we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch, that would be regular shahakal, depending, you know, what, when, and where, as long as it has some sort of taste. And it could be in a whole grain form, whereby it would mamish say a ho'adama. So the reason is, so starting out with category number one, it's a whole grain. Well, why is that a ho'adama, right? What is that all about? So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah explains to us the Sif Katan Tes Vav, and he says they were not divided. In other words, these grains that we're talking about, whereby it's ho'adama, they were not divided initially, and also did not crumble at all as a result of the cooking. In other words, they stayed whole. In this form, it's a whole grain, right? It's a whole grain. And again, like we said, the Bir Halacha talks about if the outside shell was taken off, okay, well, let's just keep it right now a little bit more on the hypothetical side, if you want to call it, so we get the understanding. In this form, when it's a whole grain, they are not considered a principal food. Okay, that's the general concept of it, but have the same rule. In other words, it's not considered a general food whereby bread or cake or whatever the case is. So in this form, they're not considered a principal food, but have the same ruling as other fruits that grow directly from the ground. Okay, so it has a din of regular fruits that grow from the ground, which we know would be a ho'adama. Just like the grain grew from the ground, and it's still in its original form from the ground, other fruits also, so that's all a ho'adama. Okay, so then he goes on just to say real quickly, however, if their peels were removed by beating them, or there are authorities, like we said, it's a machlokes, who say that the bracha should be made, would possibly be changed to a mazonos. Okay, but again, I don't want to get into that right now. That gets a little bit more complicated. But right now, for argument's sake, we have the whole grain, right? And it's eaten in its original form, right? And assuming that it's eaten and this taste and everything, so the bracha will be a ho'adama. What's the after bracha? We're not going to talk about right now because, again, that's a little bit more problematic, and of course you have to eat the shear and so on. But the first bracha is going to be ho'adama. Okay, we'll continue next shear, Bezras Hashem, explaining these three different compartments, if you want to call it, three different categories of the five grains. Again, number one, you have a ho'adama full grain. You have, it could be possibly shahakal when it's ground up into a flour form before it's made into a food. And then, of course, we have a mazonos or hamotzi, depending how it's made, once it's made into a food. Okay, and we're talking about the five grains we've discussed in the past. Okay, we'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, bracha, kol tov.